All right, welcome back to Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles.
Hi.
Yeah, Charles has officially agreed to be my new co-host. Sorry about the delay, but we are having some issues, which is taken care of now. And so, Charles, what was your take on homecoming?
Homecoming was fantastic. You know, I'm junior now. I wasn't there last year because I was a bit of a lame. I was actually working football, so this year I got a week off. So I decided, you know what, I'm gonna go experience the college life. Went to the tailgate, had some good food, and you know, had a good time. Played some cornhole and stuff, you know. And then came down, did your radio show, and here I am.
Yep, Charles. As I said, Charles has agreed to be my new co-host, so he will be on the air with me every single week until the semester is over. And just recently, in case you're not aware, Patrick Henry just had a fire nearby. That fire was believed to be caused by some burning mulch caused by a cigarette, and the smoke got caught in the ventilation systems and caused this spread throughout the building. So Charles, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, I walked into the building, I thought I smelled a campfire, and I was thinking, the only place I know with fire is up near, you know, the gazebo, the new fireplace, which is a wonderful fireplace, and as well as the fire pit off towards Wheatley. So, you know, it was really, really weird coming in here, but once I found out with mulch, it smelled like mulch, you know, and that's just a terrible smell to have circulating throughout your buildings.
Yeah, fire in buildings is not a good sign.
No, definitely not a good combination.
No. You want like, food, equipment.
Food, equipment? What kind of equipment would be, what?
Just, like just an overall smell of, like, food, just, like, in general area, but also, like, equipment, like, in the control room and the sensory room and the TV studio.
The smell of fresh equipment?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I could deal with that. I love a good new camera out of the box. It's just like a new car smell, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess also similar to a new baby smell, but that's like not important.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit different. All right, that's a human compared to technology. All right, we're not quite there yet. There's artificial intelligence, but you know.
Yeah. Moving on. Best shopping places. There is Ellsworth Avenue in Shadyside. There's many art galleries. They have local mainstay restaurants, and like one of their mainstay restaurants is called the Elbow Room. Like, Charles, what do you think about like Elbow Room for the name of a restaurant?
Well, if I hear Elbow Room, I'm definitely thinking elbow macaroni. All right, that's the only two foods that I can relate there. So in that case, I'm thinking mac and cheese.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like I eat macaroni and cheese all the time.
Yeah, so wait, but is the Elbow Room like what kind of food do they serve?
I haven't personally looked or been there, but my guess is like, if I had to give a guess, I'd probably say like. Maybe, like, Italian, maybe Mexican, something like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not going to look into that too much. Because I looked at the same thing for Ellsworth Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's in Shadyside. And there's actually, like, three places there. So there's one place called The Big Burrito, all right? And you just hear the name Big Burrito. You hear it, and you're like, I want a burrito. So, Ryan, what is your perfect burrito?
I would have to say, like, chicken, cheese, like, shredded cheese, maybe a little bit of lettuce. Tomatoes kind of, I guess depends on what's in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and just some various spices like garlic powder, maybe paprika.
Okay, okay, no beans?
Depends on what kind of beans they are.
Let's go with black beans.
I'll pass on black beans.
Black beans, okay, all right. Pinto?
Yeah, maybe pinto.
Okay, all right. I'm just, you know, trying to build your perfect burrito. So maybe next time I can be like, hey, here's a burrito, Ryan. You can have one on the air. And so the second place that there was the Urban Tap. I personally have never been there. It's more of a bar grill type deal. But as I've seen, there's one at Southside as well, and they have some excellent bar food, and the beer, as I've heard, is quite on the top of the whatever echelon there. And finally, we have Pamela's Diner. Have you ever heard of Pamela's Diner?
I've heard of it, but I've never personally been there.
Yeah, the lines are always ridiculous. So it's essentially just a diner that's open from like maybe 6 to like 10 in the, like, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Yeah, same times. I was getting my time zones confused, I guess. But it's apparently best brunch in Pittsburgh. Obama actually ate there, a former president. I don't know if it was this exact one in Shadyside, but it might have been another one. Because I was looking it up, and there's, like, Pamela's Diner and just Pamela's Restaurant. I assume it's the same Pamela. But, yeah, so that goes to it all as well. What's your favorite kind of pancake?
I would have to go with buttermilk pancakes with bacon in it.
Bacon in it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of bacon inside of a pancake.
Yeah, bacon pancakes.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
There's a pancake house in McIntyre Square.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still open, but they likely are. But I've been there before, and they have, like, awesome pancakes.
Yeah? Okay, well, I'll have to look that place up. Because the best pancakes I've had are, of course, you know, mom pancakes. Cause mom can't make – who can make better pancakes than mom? Or grandma, I guess.
Yeah.
But best pancakes I've had restaurant-wise would, I guess, be IHOP, which, I mean, come on. That's IHOP.
Yeah, IHOP also has great pancakes.
They do, yeah. But, I mean, I'm going to say probably not as good as the place in McIntyre Square. So –
yeah, and speaking of McIntyre Square, Ross Park Mall is actually near there.
Oh, okay. Wow, good transition. I like your segues.
Yeah. They have various restaurants. One notable one is the Cheesecake Factory, which is like the main house of Italian food there.
Italian? Really?
Yeah.
Is the Cheesecake Factory Italian?
Yeah, they have Italian food there.
Okay, all right. I mean, I only go for there for the cheesecake most of the time.
I'm not really into cheesecake.
No, why? Why is that? What do you have against it?
It's just the idea of like cheese and like a cake.
All right. Let's backtrack here. You know what cheesecake is, right?
Yeah.
It's just like a custard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. So okay, but if you had to eat a slice of cheesecake, right?
Yeah.
What would be that slice of cheesecake? Like classic New York? Or would you go with some raspberries on there? Like get that freshness in there or what?
Yeah, I put like a standard normal cheesecake and then put some fruit in it. Maybe like strawberries or like raspberries, like you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd like to freshen it up a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, I went there once. It's just really expensive, the Cheesecake Factory. So, like, if you're looking for a date as of right now, anyone who's listening, you know, go to the Cheesecake Factory. It's affordable, but it's also, you know, it'll make the lad or lass that you're going out with feel special. So,
yeah, it's definitely a good place to take a date if you have one.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's Ross Park Mall. And also, there's a lot of like upscale places like Forever 21, Express, Macy's, and Nordstrom. Have you ever shopped at any of those? Because like those are completely out of my price range, plus my style, because I don't want to wear a logo on there, even though I have a cat shirt on right now. But so like, have you ever shopped at any of those like upscale places? Or
like I've shopped at Macy's before.
Okay. You're like a Macy's, Kohl's kind of guy.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Nordstrom, I never really shopped at Nordstrom. I think my sister does or had before.
Wow, she must have a big wallet.
Yeah, she does. She actually works at a law firm in Greentree.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, she's able to afford that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, she works as a secretary there. She just graduated last summer from the University of Pittsburgh downtown.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's actually hoping to get into law school pretty soon.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, she's studying for her entrance exam, but I personally don't know when she's going to be starting law school. That's all on her. So
yeah, well, you know, you got to pass that entrance exam. So
yeah,
it's always the toughest part.
Yeah, like I'm personally not a law person. That's like nine times out of ten, there's usually at least one person in your family who's all big on law and politics, and I am not one of those people.
I agree. I'm not one of those people. Anytime anybody brings up politics, I'm kind of like, guys, I'm just trying to have a good time.
Yeah. If my sister somehow brings like some sort of debate into the car, I'd be like, please move on to another topic. You're boring me and my mom to death.
Either that or you just turn up the radio all the way. Just yeah, get bumping into like some Tay-Tay or something.
Yeah. Tune them out.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we're good. What's the next one? We're on Ross Park Mall for a while.
Yeah. Well, at the mall at Robinson, that's actually not far from here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I usually only go there for like Target because it's close. And for me personally, I'm a Target guy as compared to Walmart. I know people might hate me, but you know, I like Target more. So I bought some hard drives from there and stuff. But other than that, you know, yeah. I don't go there too often.
Yeah, Charles, you're entitled to your opinion. So, it's mainly like a, I guess, I want to say strip mall,
because a strip mall, I feel like, on Brownsville Road, there's just literally like maybe a block of stores. I feel like that's more of a strip mall-esque thing.
Yeah.
Robinson's more spread out like everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like it's a big strip mall. No, it's just a big mall. It's not like a centered building, but I don't know. I don't know the definition of strip mall. You're probably right.
Yeah.
I'm usually wrong on those kind of things. You're the comm major.
I've been to Mall at Robinson before. It has like a bunch of restaurants. They also have like various stores. They also have grocery stores. I know Walmart and Target are there, like you said. I also Latitude 360. That's a nightclub. I don't think they're still open. Charles, do you know anything about that?
No, I thought Latitude 360 was a fitness center, so I was completely wrong there.
No,
so it's a nightclub. Ryan, did you go clubbing?
It was like one time. The last time, I haven't been there in years. The last time I was there, I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh yeah, it's like one heck of a place.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have bowling. They have an arcade. They have like comedy stand up. They have plenty of restaurants. And yeah, and it's like a one heck of a place to be.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Geez, I should probably check that out some point then. I guess if it wasn't closed, I would.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're closed, but I could be wrong about that.
Okay. Well, next time I go, I'm not gonna vomit at it because it's a fitness place. Because now I know it's a nightclub. Yay.
Yeah, it's like a main place to like just hang out and do stuff. Yeah, oh. Yeah, like have a good time.
All right, well then I'm always looking for a good time.
Yeah. moving on, we're gonna be talking about best areas to live in Pittsburgh. One place that I brought up, Highland Park. Charles, what's your take on Highland Park?
I honestly have no opinion here. I've been in Pittsburgh for I guess 20 years of my life because I'm 20, mm-hmm. and I don't know where Highland Park is, quite honestly. I don't leave pretty much like the urbanization of Pittsburgh, I guess.
Yeah.
So you tell me a little bit something about Highland Park.
Well, personally, I don't know anything about Highland Park, but...
All right, way to bring it up then, Ryan.
But I want to believe that's like near Bessel Park.
Mm-hmm.
Cause,
do you want me to look it up just so we don't look like fools?
I mean, if you want.
Okay, here. So look, I'm going to look that up. You talk about what else do we have? Do you have another good place to live in Pittsburgh?
Shadeside and Squirrel Hill and right. East Liberty, but
go talk about those. I'm gonna look where Highland Park is so we don't look like fools.
I'm actually gonna bring up Hampton Township. Before I relocated to Cranberry where I am now, I actually lived I lived in Hampton Township and Allison Park from 2009 to 2016. Yeah, it is like one of the biggest, richest areas to live in the North Hills.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, I graduated from Hampton High School, and Moon Township actually Moon High School actually just had a football game there last week, and I actually wanted to go, but like I had other obligations to take care of, so I couldn't go.
Okay. All right. And so, all right. So listen, you had a sick segue before, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna save my segue real quick, and I'll just talk about some more up and coming Pittsburgh places. So you're talking about like all these outskirts and stuff, like Moon.
Yeah.
You ever been to Carrick or Dormont?
I honestly never heard of that place.
Okay, so Carrick is it's next to Mount Oliver. It's near. It's like up the hill from Southside. You know Southside?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it's up the hill from Southside, and Carrick has an up and coming Indian population. I believe they're mostly from the Himalayas. You can tell because in our Foodland or Shop and Save, whatever our shopping center is nowadays, there's these like peppers, and I'm fairly certain that they're like worse than ghost peppers. Like, have you ever had a ghost pepper or at least heard of them?
Yeah, I've heard of them. I never have one, though.
Yeah, okay, so they're, like, terribly hot, right? You will cry. So they have those in there, and apparently they just use them in everything.
Yeah.
So it's pretty impressive, actually. And I've never picked one up, but, I mean, whenever I go back home, I just might.
Yeah, like, when you bring up crying, I think of, like, onions or something. Because, like, when you cut up an onion, it causes your eyes to water.
Yeah, that's why I don't cut onions a lot.
Yeah.
It's not really a activity I do every day.
Yeah, like I honestly don't cut... up onions or like even garlic voluntarily. I usually only do it if I'm making a recipe.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's usually, I mean, yeah, when else are you cutting onions? I mean, I can see the garlic to keep the vampires away, but the onions, I mean, why would you want to keep gnomes away?
Yeah, like I don't know, but yeah, like for onions, like sometimes people might cut up onions that's like to give them to somebody else that's like to do them as a favor.
Okay, all right, I guess you're a lot nicer than I to cut up onions for another person. Usually it's just like a cup of sugar or something. I don't like come and knock on someone's door like, hey, you got some onions for me? It's like, nah, man, but I got a cup of sugar. Aw, you're so sweet. See what I did there? Yeah. So we were talking about Highland Park before, and now Highland Park, actually near Lawrenceville, and that is actually going into our next topic of best places, well, not best places, but good attractions. That's near the zoo.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Zoo is actually one of my is actually a good attraction to go to. Yeah, that's near Shadyside or Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been to Pittsburgh Zoo, but it's been like many years since the last time I've been there.
Were you there like on a class field trip or something?
No, like when I was like really young.
Okay, all right. Well, did you remember a lot of it or no?
Like, I mean, like seeing like animals, but that's pretty much it.
Did you have a favorite animal?
I guess maybe a bear.
A bear. Okay, that's a solid one. I mean, have you seen the red pandas?
No, I haven't seen any red pandas.
Okay, so the red pandas, they're cute as heck, okay? They're like essentially imagine a raccoon, except minus all the things that you hate about raccoons, and they're red.
Yeah.
It's super cute. But in recent news about the Pittsburgh Zoo, actually, the baby rhino was recently put down due to health problems. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, then why am I telling you? Gosh.
there was a baby rhino who was having health problems a couple of weeks ago, and unfortunately has passed on, but... Mm-hmm. Hopefully, maybe we'll see some other baby rhinos there, or even other baby animals there.
I feel like we can. Yeah, I mean, hey, if you don't have babies, how can you continue the zoo? You know?
Yeah, whenever there's a tourist there, they always want to take pictures.
Of course, of the babies, because they're always the cutest, because they're all so tiny and stuff.
Yeah.
But going on from there, what's another place you'd like to go in Pittsburgh?
Well, look, Kennywood.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That's the one. Actually, tell me about your Kennywood experience, then I'll talk about it a little bit.
I haven't been to Kennywood for a couple summers now, but news broke out that they took out the logjammer.
Oh man, you took my topic. I wrote that down. It's like you're reading my notes.
Yeah, the logjammer. That was like actually one of my favorite rides.
Yeah, would you just your water park kind of guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's pretty solid. I mean, you know, for Kennywood, me, I haven't gone a couple summers either, but that's just because you know I don't like Kennywood anymore. After you go so many times every year of your life, it's just like I get it. You're cool. Leave me alone. Like, the lines are just so long anymore. I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah, there's also the potato patch there.
Oh, okay. Now, that's worth it, okay? All right, so essentially, it's just, do you want to describe the potato patch? I mean, for people who might not have gone to Kennywood, which, I mean.
Yeah, the potato patch is a place to get fries and various other fried foods. And let me tell you, they have, like, the best fries ever.
Okay, you're really missing some things here. All right, so look, on these fries, right?
Yeah.
Coated with cheese. All right.
Yeah,
perfect. And gravy. All right. Yeah. And if you're feeling it, if you're feeling a little crazy, get some bacon on that. And it's just yeah. Like, bon appetit.
Bon appetit's good stuff.
Yeah, and you just enjoy that all day, essentially, because, I mean, they give you, like, a huge amount. So, and for any Canadians listening either, that's just pretty much like poutine, except the American version.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, you also put down something about Mount Washington.
Yeah, Mount Washington, they have the lift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The inclines.
Yeah, the inclines. I've been on there like once or twice, but I haven't been on there in a long time. Have you been on there recently, Charles?
Yeah, recently. Yeah, I used to go to school downtown at City High. To go to my girlfriend's house, she lived in Mount Washington, so I went to the incline, had to go up the hill. Because if you walk up that hill, you hate yourself. I mean, honestly, that's just, it's a mountain. That's why they call it Mount Washington. Huh. Anyway, but so I took the inclines up there all the time. I actually took them in the winter, and there's like no glass encasing it, so you get really cold. So it's pretty terrible sometimes. But once I get up to the top, and once you get up to the top, is there anywhere in Mount Washington that you'd recommend or like to go?
I believe there's like a spaghetti place there.
Spaghetti place. Where at?
I don't know. I don't know the name of it, but I was born in Syracuse, New York, and they had this spaghetti warehouse. Yeah. So I thought there was like one like similar place there. I could be wrong, but you never know.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, but it seems like you have a real good connection with Italian food. I mean, like spaghetti place, Cheesecake Factory's Italian.
Yeah.
Are you Italian, Ryan?
Yes, I am of Italian descent.
All right, there we go. We got the answers. Hard-hitting questions right here. All right, so also in Pittsburgh, in Mount Washington, that was a terrible flub on my part. I'm terribly sorry. Have you been to the Overlooks?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
It's like as soon as you get off the incline, you go to the right. They're like those mushroom-shaped things.
Yeah, that's, I guess, sort of like rings a bell, but...
Okay, well, if you go to the Overlooks, that's where you get all those nice skyline pictures of Pittsburgh. And they're, of course, generic at this point, but it's still a beautiful sight to behold. Because, like, you can just look down. Actually, if there's a concert or something, you can usually hear the concert from there. Like I said, they're shaped like mushrooms. So, I mean, tell me you wouldn't want to feel like a elf or a gnome standing on a mushroom.
Yeah, like gnome standing on a mushroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do that if you go to Mount Washington and stand on the Overlooks.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom. So also in Mount Washington, I mean, there's just so many things there. I mean, but all right, are you a pizza kind of guy? You're Italian.
Yeah, I like pizza.
All right. So there's this place called Bigham Tavern, right? It's on Bigham Street. Clearly, I mean, it's a great name for it, I guess. But so there they have this pizza. It's a flatbread and it's called the Pittsburgher. Now tell me, what would you think would be on this pizza?
The Pittsburgher pizza.
Yeah. What would you put on that?
Pineapple.
For the Pittsburgher?
Or...
How many people in Pittsburgh like pineapple on their pizza? Do you know more than me? I mean, I love pineapple on my pizza. Don't get me wrong, but
I honestly don't know what people prefer on their pizza. But
okay, well, all right. Anyway, let's build your Pittsburgh. All right, so pineapple. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Maybe bacon.
Bacon. All right, pineapple bacon.
Sausage, maybe.
All right, get some sausage. Like sweet sausage or hot sausage.
Guess it doesn't really matter to me. So
okay, we'll throw in. We got a lot of sweetness, so a little bit of hot sausage. Like not super hot, but it's got some kick to it.
Maybe some various spices, maybe like garlic powder or anything like that.
You with your spices. You really like to include like those spices.
Yeah. I actually make some very rocking quesadillas at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll usually put some refried beans on there.
Oh, okay. So for next time asking about your perfect burrito, refried beans.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. I just got to keep these things in mind, you know. If I ever order, you know, for you, I got to know what you like, man.
Yeah. Like before I put it in the oven, I usually put some olive oil on it just to make it like really good.
Okay. All right. Okay, so getting back to the flatbread for the Pittsburgher, though, all right. So imagine this. All right, now I want you to close your – imagine this, okay? Pierogies.
Oh.
On a pizza. Okay. Now, wait, there's more. I know. We'll talk about pierogies for, like, ever, okay? Yeah. They're, like, the staple. But anyway, there's pierogies, cheese. I think it's just sharp cheddar. It's to die for. And there's pot roast.
I'm not really a fan of pot roast.
You're not a fan of pot roast?
Not really. All
right, now look. I'm going to have to disagree with you here. All right. Because, like, I don't eat meat usually because I'm a pescatarian. But – I ate that pizza so good, or so hard. I don't know how you like proper words that would work there in that sentence, but it was an amazing pizza, Ryan.
Yeah.
You're telling me you wouldn't try that?
If it's for that sort of pizza, I'd definitely take the risk and try it.
The risk? There's a risk in pierogies and pot roast?
Okay, maybe risk is the wrong word, but the opportunity.
The opportunity. Okay, there. That's what I like to hear. Okay. All right, so other than that, I mean, pierogies.
Pierogies is something that I live for.
Jesus, you got really close to the mic for that, too. I can tell that you live for pierogies. God. But, yeah, no, pierogies, fantastic. You have a preference in, like, your filling pierogies?
Mainly cheese and potatoes.
Cheese and potatoes. That's a solid, you know, that's tried and true. Do you fry them up with onions?
Oh, yeah, onions is something you got to live for.
See that how I brought that around? Get the onions back in there. Yep. Now tell me, would you put onion powder as well?
Yeah, I put onion powder. Put it on the stove and mix it in.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right, enough. We're going to be we have to wrap up here because our time slot is unfortunately just about over. But tune in next week for our next episode for Pittsburgh News with Ryan and Charles. Charles, thank you for being the first opportunity to be my new co-host.
Oh, of course, anytime.
Yep. Charles will be on here till the end of semester, so I hope you guys will tune in. Tune in next week for our next episode, and I hope you take care.
Toodles.